OUKRadio.org.
OUKRadio.com.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to further respond to Gene of Eau Claire, who raised some very, very good points. Let me address a couple of them. First of all, the business of the Republican method of campaigning is to attack a war president. In other words, Joe Biden, you may have voted for him or not voted for him. I voted for him, and I was an early supporter of him. But the point is, he's our president. And we need leadership. And we are involved in a war in Ukraine with the Russians. And even though it's not a declared war, it requires precision judgment, precision timing, and precision decision making. And he's being stabbed in the back by the Republican Party. Now, some of them started to do it to Roosevelt early on, but the minute that Pearl Harbor got bombed, and then Hitler declared war on the United States. And by the way, he declared war on us. We didn't declare war on him, even after the bombing in Pearl Harbor. We would have, but in any event, then people got together and they kept their mouth shut. So my advice to the Republicans out there, you can disagree with Biden on some issues and so forth, but we need a united front, a patriotic front to stand up to Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is a genocidal sadist. His goal is to reconstruct the Russian Empire under Peter the Great. He likes Peter the Great. Why does he like Peter the Great? Because Peter the Great was the Tsar in the early 18th century, and he's the one that founded St. Petersburg. And that's why it's called St. Petersburg, after Peter the Great. And Vladimir Putin was born in St. Petersburg. So suddenly, he thinks he's Peter the Great. I'm not kidding. Surprised he doesn't think he's Napoleon. Stand there in a triangular hat and stick his hand in his shirt. And, you know, I mean, this guy's nuts, okay? But he's a genocidal sadist. We got to stand up to him. So don't stab Biden in the back. Stand up for the United States. Stand up for the United States. And even though Republicans like Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson and Rand Paul are pro-Putin, they're traitors. Do not side with them. Do not stab Biden in the back. The second point that Gene made, which is a very good one, is that the Republicans are doing everything in their power to interfere with our right to vote. And it's not just crookedly paying Gableman 11 grand a month out of taxpayer money to do nothing and to investigate something that isn't there and to do it outside of the framework of the law, which provided that the assembly committee has to do it in public. It's not just that. It really comes down to Stalin's dictum. Joseph Stalin, one of the greatest, and I say greatest, I should say one of the worst, you know, but it's the extreme. Mass murderers in history killed more than 20 million people. 20 million people. Once said, quote, "It doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes." And that's what's going on. Why do you think Putin wins with 90% of the vote? Or Lukashenko of Belarus wins with 90% of the vote, or half of the African presidents get 90% of the vote. Why do you think that happens? That happens because they give the illusion of elections and it's crooked. And they prevent people from voting. And then the people who vote don't even count the votes, don't even count the ballots. They burn them and they pick a number out of thin air. That's the way we are going. And that's the way we're going in Georgia, in Arizona, in Texas, and that's the way they want to go in Wisconsin. They're even going that way, frankly, in Michigan. There are people running in Michigan for attorney general, and an attorney general in some states has a much bigger role in the vote counting than ours does. And for secretary of state, which is the one that certifies the elections, and several of them that are running in Arizona and in Michigan in particular and in Georgia have said, you know, they would not have certified Biden, even though Biden won their states, and they will not certify anybody, any Democrat who wins. They'll just flat out say, no, there was fraud without defining it and give it to the Republican. That's Stalin. if you vote Republican in this election, for people who say that, you vote for Stalin. You vote for Stalin. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, slowly, inch by inch, step by step. The Republicans are doing everything in their power. It starts with just, oh, let's get rid of drop boxes. Let's get rid of absentee ballots. Let's make people cast provisional ballots, which we don't count. Let's people, let's have voting machines break down so people are waiting 9 hours. If you're a 21-year-old kid and you have to wait 9 hours, what the heck? Maybe. Well, you may not do it. But if you're a single mom with two kids at home and no child care, or you work second shift or third shift, you're a nurse and you're on a shift, and then they extend you over because there's an emergency. You can't just walk off the job. You want to vote absentee and put it in a drop box. And if you go vote in person, you do not want to stand in line for any length of time. The Voting Rights Act, H.R. 1, S.B. 1, standardized voting in federal elections for president, Senate, and Congress. That's our right to do it. Moscow mentioned the Republicans have vetoed it. How have they vetoed it? Because they've invoked the filibuster. Requires 60 votes. They don't even have to get up and actually filibuster like in the old days. They can just say that. We could get rid of the filibuster if Manchin and Sinema said okay. Manchin, Sinema are half Republican, half Democrat. They're not saying okay. And you're going to have people, you're going to have a distorted vote this time. And if these people in Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, and elsewhere get elected, you're going to have crooked people counting the vote. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, step by step, not all at once. There are six swing states that swung the last election. All it takes is crooked people counting the votes in those six swing states. It's not a lot of states. You'll have the boys in the suits, the lawyers with their briefcases, in silently doing their dirty work. This is going on right now, going on in Wisconsin, the land of Fighting Bob La Follette. Glad that Gene of Eau Claire raised this. Very, very important, very, very important issue. Well, I'll tell you what, this is a very interesting development, in the Republican Party. I am going to go to Pennsylvania tomorrow as a consequential Senate election. It also has a governor election in which Trump, and it looks like the majority of Republicans are rallying around a guy who was part of the January 6th insurrection, said that the 2020 election was crooked and that he would have upended it. And he's going to be the Republican nominee for governor in Pennsylvania, one of the biggest states in the country. We have a guy named Josh Shapiro, the attorney general, who's excellent. He's very solid, sort of an independent guy, honest guy, do the right thing. Josh Shapiro should beat the guy, but it's always dangerous when the Republicans put up a nut. But the Senate is the one really to look at. We have a number of great candidates, but the guy that's way ahead in the polls is John Fetterman. John Fetterman is very interesting. He's lieutenant governor. He had been the mayor of a small city. He's an unusual guy. He's like 6'8 or 9. He's enormous. He's exactly the guy we need. He has tattoos all over him. And we need that too, frankly. We need somebody who looks somewhat modern. But a sad thing happened over the weekend. He had a stroke. John Fetterman had a stroke. The good news is that apparently it's not life-threatening and he'll come out of it. But the bad news is you don't like to see anybody get a stroke, especially a younger guy like that. He should win the Senate seat. That's Toomey's Senate seat, Pat Toomey, the Republican. So that would be a flip that we badly need that one. There are seven people running on the Republican side, but there are only three that stand out in the polls. There's Mehmet Oz, M-E-H-M-E-T, Oz, Dr. Oz, David McCormick, hedge fund guy, and Kathy Barnett, a woman who is basically to the right of Trump on everything. And believe it or not, she is surging. McCormick and Oz spent $50 million between them. She spent peanuts, but she is just preaching the Trump doctrine. Mehmet Oz, he's a Turkish citizen, by the way, Dr. Oz, as well as American. He served in the Turkish military, and last year he voted in a Turkish election and didn't vote in a U.S. election, and he lives in New Jersey. A lot of folks in Pennsylvania say we don't need him in Pennsylvania as our senator. David McCormick is a hedge fund guy. So Kathy Barnett is likely to win that thing, the primary, running against John Fetterman. So it'll be an interesting, colorful race. But John, get better, guy. Get better. We want no more strokes out of John. Going to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. This weekend, something touched close to home in our family. You heard about the 21 gunshots downtown Milwaukee, or the 21 people shot. Well, my grandson was down there in the near the Deer District, and he heard the shooting, the gunfire.
Oh my
and
God.
He called, pardon?
Yeah, my God, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, he wasn't hurt. He was not hurt. But here's my point. I have had it with these people. I have had it. They caused hundreds of thousands of deaths with misinformation on COVID. They refused to do something about all the guns they put in the hands of children. Enough is enough. The elections are here. Do we want these mass murders and this misinformation to continue? Or is the Democratic Party going to stand up and say we've had enough? You guys aren't even valid to speak, because when you do, it's lies, misinformation, and people die. I know how. In fact, I'll give you a good example of Milwaukee can make a change quickly. There's a group called God Touch Milwaukee. It's called Marty Cauldron. I've worked with that group. There's gang members in there who have converted themselves back to God and become great citizens. They may have some impact how to help get these guns out of these gang members and children who are killing each other, but enough is enough. When my grandson called home and told us, I just said a prayer, thank God for blessing him not to be hit.
Right, right.
So something has to happen.
Bill, thanks for calling that in.
That
is beyond important. And I love your idea of that group that's working, including former offenders who have come over and, as you say, have gotten closer to God. Bill, I got to go to a break. I'm going to respond to you more after the break. And thank you for calling. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.